Hey you. How you doing? I know that you've been having a rough time lately, but I just wanted to let you know a couple of things. Let you know that it'll get better. It will get better. And I know that things are dark and scary and lonely right now, but you are so much better than this, and so much stronger than this, and I know you don't realize it, but I do. And I think about it all the time, how much I appreciate you and your guidance and your friendship and your sense of humor, as warped as it may be. Maybe not as warped as mine, but I enjoy you. And I'm so glad you're here. And I'm so glad I met you. And you are so easy to talk to, and you make me feel comfortable and safe and grounded. And I adore you. And I think that you forget. I think sometimes you get so caught up in your own head and you forget to just step back and breathe. But I want you to understand that when something goes wrong, or when something goes right, or when things are meh, you're the one I want to talk to about it. You're the one that I want to share things with. And I want to talk to about weird people that I see when I'm out and about, or people that make me laugh, or dreams that I've had. Whenever anything happens, you're my go-to. And I don't want you to ever forget how important you are to me and how much you mean to me, and that I'd be absolutely lost without you. I think you're fantastic. And we've had so many good times together. And trying to explain our friendship is just like, where would you even start? Like, we are those people that we hate when we're out and they're laughing and having a good time and being loud and obnoxious and whispering in the movies and causing a scene in the store. Like, that's us. We are those people. But we hate those people, you know? And I think the only reason that I don't tolerate them nearly as well as I used to is because I see them having fun, and I miss you. I miss how much time we were spending together and how we don't anymore. And life happens, and I get it. But there's not a single day that I'm not thinking about you and wishing you well and missing you constantly. Even if I talk to you or text you multiple times in a day, I miss you. In those quiet times where we're not communicating. But I'm always here for you. Even if nothing's wrong, even if you're bored, I'll pass the time with you. There's no one in this world I like passing time with more than I like passing time with you. And I'm like, I'm crazy about you. It's like you're my other half. It's like as close to being in love as you can possibly be without actually being in love. You're the rest of me. People get it. Some people don't, but they don't have to. It makes sense to us. And you know, it's just, it makes me sad to know that you have bad days and that you struggle and that you feel lonely. You're never alone, sweetheart. Never. You're with me here until you can actually be with me here, and you know that. And I'm with you. Always. You have so much value. And so much promise and so much inside you. You just, you just bring this light to every situation that you come into, even when you're being shitty. We both know you can be shitty. Mm-hmm. I know, it's probably what we have in common the most, but I try and think about what I would be without you, where I'd be without your friendship in my life, and without those memories that we have, and I don't like it. I dismiss them quickly. You know, people are like, I don't know where I'd be without you. It's like, I don't want to know where I'd be without you. I don't want to be in a world that I have made it this far without you. You've gotten me through so much. You are my past. And all of it. I'm smitten. Doesn't mean I want to date you or get with you or get on you or whatever the kids are doing these days. That's not what it's about. It's so much more than that. It's so much more real life than that. It's not about feeling good here and now. It's about just the overall sense of peace I get when I think about you. You calm me. You quiet the noise in my head. I don't know that I'll ever be able to repay you for all that you have seen me through. There's been so much. So many times I've come to you completely broken. And you let me scream and throw fits and curse and swear and break stuff and get mad. And then when I just cry it all out, I just look at you like nothing was wrong and I say, let's go get food. And you accept it and you don't ask why and you don't ask me to stop. You don't tell me to calm down. You don't tell me it'll be okay because you know what I need, and I just need to get it out sometimes. I don't know if there's anything more important that I can ever say to you other than you know what I need. You've always been able to give me exactly what I need. I find such fulfillment in our friendship. There's a place in my heart that just was left empty until I met you. And I didn't even know that it was empty, but it's just, you came in and you fit right in that hole and you leaked into all my seams and you just made them solid and you made them strong. And, made me alive in so many ways. A gift I didn't know to ever ask for. And I'm sure if I had, I would never would have thought I deserved it. But your friendship coming into my life has been astounding. And just, I can't even describe it. I've just got this big stupid smile on my face. The same stupid smile I get every time I think about you. And I'm just sitting here grinning like a jackass, staring at the carpet. And when things go bad and things go dark, you don't try and fix it. You just sit with me and stay quiet with me. And that means more, I think, than trying to go after a cure ever could. So I thank you for the silence and the long talks and the laughter, laughing until I hurt, laughing so hard that I wake up not knowing why I don't have a six pack, like because it sure as shit feels like a core workout when I'm with you. Like, who are you? Why are you just as demented as I am? But I know sometimes you get scared. And I know you're unsure, and I know that you're hurting. And I don't bring it up when we talk, and I can hear it in your voice, and I can see it in your face. But I know that it's there. And I am here for you 100% every time, anytime, day or night. It doesn't matter who I'm with or what I'm doing. If you need me, I'm yours for anything. Never hesitate. I don't know a lot of things, but I know that you matter. You are important. And I have just been the most fortunate, blessed, luckiest girl in the world to have you on my side. I really do adore you. And I can't say it enough that I'm so glad you're here. And I'm so glad you stay. I'll do anything I can for you. I'll give everything I have to you. And I don't want anything back. I don't need a pat on the back. I don't need anything for it. I just need to know that you count on me. Same way I count on you. Every day is a good day that I have you. Please don't ever be afraid to ask. Even if all you need is time. I can call in sick. I can drive 2 hours and come see you. It doesn't matter. If you need me, I'll be there. I want to give you the strength that you give me. And I know that you're constantly trying to change and grow, but I hope you don't. Now, that's not to say that I want to stifle your success in any way. That's just saying this person that you are is fucking amazing. You are amazing. And I am just crazy about you. But you keep your head up. And know that someone here thinks the absolute world of you and wants nothing but the best for you. And I miss you every time you're gone. You can't leave me out here by myself. I'm not me without you. I love you. Okay? Even when you don't want me to. Especially when you don't want me to. That's when I love you the most. You are my best friend. And nothing and no one will ever, ever take your place.